Southwark News, Thursday, September 18th, 2014. Memorial planned for lorry death cyclist. Charity where volunteer worked once, well-loved man to be remembered. A memorial to a cyclist tragically killed in a collision with a lorry could stand where the well-loved volunteer fell last year. Father of two, Richard Muzira, died after he was dragged under a tipper truck at the junction of Camberwell Road and Albany Road in November. Tributes poured in to the 61-year-old, who had spent the last 7 years volunteering at Walworth-based mental health charity Cool Tan Arts. Richard, who spent time at the charity most days, helping them to make films and update their website, also donated the £3,000 he was awarded by the Bank of America when they crowned him a local hero in 2011 to the cause. The chief executive of Cool Tan, Michel Baharier, is now hoping to get funding from the council to put up a memorial to Richard at the entrance to Burgess Park, where he was killed. It's really important to have a memorial to Richard because he was such a big part of the community, and his death was untimely and tragic, said Michel, who described Richard as a fantastic friend who would be deeply missed at the time. Michel is in discussions with Richard's family, who she says are all up for it, and the council is to decide on the best way of honouring a wonderful human being with a memorial, which may bear his own words of poetry and prose. It's very raw, but it's very important to us because he was such a big part of Cool Tan, said Michel, who is hoping to submit a bid for cleaner, greener, safer funding to pay for the memorial in November. The day after Richard's death, the scene of the accident was turned into a moving tribute, as photographs of the volunteer and family man were tied to the railings by the side of the road along with a white ghost bike. Richard was the sixth cyclist to die in a two-week period in the capital last year, sparking a mass die-in protest outside Transport for London headquarters the week after his death, and calls for cycling safety to be improved in Southwark.